Continuing this Monday morning on News Radio KMAN's In Focus, Troy Coverdale sitting in for Brandon Peoples this morning, and we're joined now by Casey Smithson with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. The trails are a major piece of the summer activities now around the area, and June happens to be National Trails Month, a great opportunity to highlight just what we can take advantage of here in the local community. Casey, thank you for joining us. You guys have gotten a lot of work accomplished on the trails here over the last year.
Absolutely. We know over the last year, the use has definitely picked up at when everybody was trying to get out and enjoy the outdoors and social distance. So it's always been a goal of ours, but we've actually been able to dedicate some additional staff time to a dedicated trail crew. So a lot of work has been being accomplished. So and a lot more planned here in the future.
What exactly are the top projects that that have been finished over the course of the past year that people might want to know about?
Primarily, we've started work on surfacing, resurfacing and making sure all our natural surface trails are in good shape. More work to be done. Obviously, every time it rains, there's work that needs to be done on those. But a lot of work's went into a lot of our trail bridge approaches. Just to try to make those transitions a lot smoother. And a lot of those have been in for many, many years. So it's really just updating and trying to fix any hazards, if you will, but just to make sure it make it safer for families to be out.
Limestone screenings to be added to some of those. So explain what that means.
Most of our trail surfaces, if they're like the linear trail, most sections that are natural surface is it's got a gravel base for drainage, and then we top dress with a limestone screening, which is more of a powdered form of limestone that will pack in over time and provide a good solid surface, but not to the level of concrete, but a good surface for a lot of different activities. It gives it a more of an all-weather feel rather than just a dirt trail. Single track.
And that's the great point you brought up, the fact that rains always bring maintenance work that needs to be done on those trails. This is one way that you're helping make them much more weatherproof, so you're not constantly having to do work to every trail.
Absolutely. And that's one thing we do. I try to keep update on our city website, mhkprd.com/trails. Is not only our maps, so anybody new to the community can find those trails in town, but they also can find our conditions page as well. So if we are out doing maintenance, we're trying to keep that updated with cautions, or if there happens to be a closure, we are keeping that up to date on that conditions map. So I encourage everybody to check that out.
When you take a look at the trails overarching here in the city, what are the things that folks should know about that maybe they miss in terms of their knowledge of these trails that are in place?
Probably the diversity that we do have. We've got very, larger multi-direction trails such as the linear, but then we also have these single track trails that are, to the west of the Sunset Zoo along the Wildcat Creek corridor. Just single track hiking and biking trails that are different, number one, different locale, different appearance, and that's more than just a linear trail itself. So
one of the aspects of that I like is the fact that it offers a different look no matter what you may be wanting to accomplish that day on a trail in Manhattan. You can really do so in finding a specific location to go to.
Absolutely. You could find some with a lot of trail, like the Old Blue River Trail that brings folks from Hayes Encasement down to McCall Road. A lot more traffic potentially there just because of commute traffic. But then you also can go to Roger Schultz Park out to the southwest and really find some solitude and some very nice, really out in the nature. And you're all within the city limits. So that's what where I mean diversity. It's pretty amazing what we have here in town.
When people are out taking part in a trail walk, or a hike along those trails, it's not going to be 100% without there being work still being done. As you said, things have to be accomplished on those yet because of the weather and the like. What are some of the projects that are upcoming?
We're going to be spending quite a bit of time really on linear trail, just because of the length. It takes us more time to get through the segments of it. Doing some more work at Annenberg and Stag Hill. Again, that's more of the limestone screening. Old Blue River Trail, some of that section's a new several years ago. And so we're going to try some new techniques to try to, get the top surface more solid. So it doesn't track, just because it's such a commute traffic area. So we're going to try some new things. And with this dedicated trail crew that we have now, full-time and part-time, the public's going to see hopefully a resurgence in us getting our trails back up into the shape that they want them in.
As you've gone through and put together this trails crew, how challenging has it been to get everybody in place, or was it a case where those jobs filled up with relative ease?
No, we've kind of just built it from within so far. We still have our parks division in town still has quite a few vacant full-time and part-time positions. So it has been a little bit of a challenge over the last year to 2 years when we've had budget constraints and personnel hiring freezes, just to make sure we have everything done. That's a shout out to all my crew on delivering water parks this year. They're the ones that really get the water, everything put together and get the water in the pools, and they met their deadline. And that speaks for not just our aquatics crew, but everybody in our shop. Everybody had to give a little bit to make that happen. And so we'll be looking forward to getting more people hired and in place.
One of the things, though, that is notable about the trails, you have volunteer opportunities for folks.
Absolutely. Many groups within Parks and Rec have already had volunteer pages, applications online. But at City Parks, we just rolled ours out. And you can go there on our website, mhkprd.com/volunteer. And you can find the City Parks link, which also includes trails and outdoor facilities. So trying to make it easier for the public to reach out to us and let us kind of get them into the right project. We depend a lot on our volunteers and trying to make it easier on them getting signed up for us.
One of the aspects of reaching the point that we are now here towards the summer, temperatures on the rise, but there will be those incidences where a thunderstorm rolls through and causes an issue potentially with a trail. What's the best way to keep updated on conditions in the immediate moment and maybe in the aftermath of a storm that causes you some problems?
Well, definitely refer back to the conditions page. That's park and facility condition page on the trails on MHKPRD. We also have Parks and Rec has a very solid Facebook page, social media releases. That's probably between it and aquatics. There's a lot of information that's transferred on social media, but that's probably one of the quickest for things that are going on right now, as well as the City of Manhattan's Facebook page. So. But again, always refer everybody back to our website, the Parks and Rec website, MHKPRD. They can get most up-to-date news on our Park and Rec advisory boards that are meeting, as well as our activities that are going on for today and this week.
And in fact, it's a great point. You brought up the advisory board, but there's a meeting coming up of that.
Correct. That is tonight or this afternoon at 4:30. People can attend here at City Hall or Cox Channel 3 or off the city's website. But again, they're going to be talking about the indoor aquatics group update in reference to an indoor water mm-hmm. park. Crossroads strategic plan will also be an update coming on to the board. And again, a lot of different items that come up between or in front of Parks and Rec. So encourage people to take a part.
Final thought from you, Casey. Anything that I've missed on touching on today?
No, just let the public know that we're out working. We can't be everywhere. So if they see something that they feel is needs to be addressed, please let us know through one of our avenues from report it to City Hall phone, email, Facebook, any way we can get the information to try to make things safer and better for our patrons and our visitors to town. So appreciate everybody's support.
Casey, thank you very much. Appreciate you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it.
Casey Smithson, again, with Parks and Rec, as it is Trails Month in the month of June. And that means the trail, the first Saturday, last Saturday was National Trails Day. But online, you can find the trail map very easily, again, at mhkprd.com/trails. Coming up tomorrow morning here on In Focus, we put our attention to Riley County. And Commissioner Karen Folkey will join us, as well as a department head, for the full hour coming up tomorrow morning. Looking ahead this week, we also have conversations coming up with the Manhattan Housing Authority, plus some interesting things regarding Fort Riley on Thursday for you here on In Focus.